Now, here's your host, an American original and pioneering patriot, Tom Donahue.
Good day and welcome, America and beyond. Special program upcoming. And let me just introduce our contributing host, Angeline Marie. And Angeline Marie, I'm going to let you take it away because you put together a clip and commentary that's very timely. And I'm so glad that we have that today.
Yeah, let's just say I got a little miffed the last couple of days. I caught a clip, Owen Schroyer on the War Room. And he had the infamous Rep. Ilhan Omar, one of my favorites. So I put together, you'll hear her first, and then you'll hear my rant after. Just so the listeners know, this will probably take most of our first segment. So
I'm glad you're riled up. I'm glad that you have a rant for us as well. And let's go right to it.
All right. So here we go.
Religious fundamentalists are currently trying to manipulate state laws in order to impose their beliefs on an entire society, all with complete disregard for voices and the rights of American women. Their recent efforts, like those in Alabama, in Georgia, are only the latest in a long history of efforts to criminalize women for simply existing, to punish us when we don't conform to their attempts to control us. But because it's happening here with the support of the ultra-conservative religious right, we call it religious freedom. It's simply unthinkable. Let's just be honest. For the religious right, this isn't simply about their care or concern for life. If they cared about or were concerned about children, they would be concerned about the children that are being detained and those that are dying in camps across our borders, or the children who are languishing in hunger and facing homelessness. This isn't about religious morality or conviction, because we've seen time and time again, those that talk about their faith and want to push policies because of their faith are the ones that simply are caught with the hypocrisy of not living it out in their personal lives. I am frustrated every single time I hear people speaking about their faith and pushing that onto other people, because we know those so-called religious politicians, when it comes to their life, their choices, they want to talk about freedom. But when it comes to other people's lives and other people's choices, they want to talk about religion.
Oh, Miss Ilhan Omar, Democrat rep of the 5th District, state of Minnesota, on your pro-abortion rant, calling us the quote-unquote fundamentalist religious right, demonizing us by calling us fundamentalists, trying to make us sound like right-wing wackos that are only concerned about running over the poor, liberated women of America's rights. You should talk. Look at what your religion does to women. How much freedom do you have in your religion of peace, in your Middle Eastern Muslim ruled countries? How dare you speak to us as though we're trying to trample women's rights? You probably never had as many quote unquote women's rights until you brought yourself into our country. So let's talk about the 3 points that irritate me that you made on the House floor in regards to your pro-abortion stance. First of all, us fundamentalists, right-wing Christians, we are a people that do not push our beliefs on everyone as you are trying to make everyone think. No, we as Christians, we share our faith. We simply share our Christian faith without hurting anyone. We don't push it on anyone. Oh, but let's look at this. The Muslims, let's see, do they push their religion on anyone? Let's think about this a minute, Miss Omar. Oh no, you don't push your religion on anyone, do you? No, you just chop heads off of people that don't convert to Islam. And those are probably mostly Christians. Yes, you chop their heads off. And let's see what else goes. Oh, let's not forget crucifixion, amputation, stoning, female genital mutilation from the religion of peace, might I add. So don't tell me how a Christian, quote unquote, pushes their faith or their beliefs on people. Give me a break. Point number two, religious people, fundamentalists, aka Christians, they don't really care about the children, as you say. For if they did, how come they let children starve all over the world? And how come they're not opening their arms to the illegal children trying to gain entry into this country? That makes a lot of sense. That's why these Christians who don't care about the children are fighting pro-abortionists such as yourselves from killing babies even after they're born. So what you're saying makes no sense. And point number three, the anti-abortionists don't care about women's rights. You say they are criminalizing women for, quote unquote, simply existing. For simply existing? No, we're trying to keep you from killing babies that should be born from not existing. You say we, quote unquote, disregard women's voices. Give me a break. We care about those voices that can't be heard because you and your cronies want to kill them in the womb or now just after they're born. Isn't that wonderful? And this is coming from someone from the religion of peace, where in her own religion and country, she can't walk around in public without a male companion, such as a husband or a brother or an uncle or a father, or she would get beaten. So this is someone coming from a background that never had any right and then tries to come to the U.S. and say she has no rights. How dare you? You are a captive of Islam. Why don't you face the fact you're a hypocrite? And then you finish, it's about morality. You're darn right it's about morality. It's about morality and life. I, for one, am tired of you, hypocrite, describing all the evils of your own faith and then deflecting it on the quote unquote fundamentalist religious right, aka Christian. And that's all I have to say, Ms. Omar. So, Tom, that was my message to Ms. Omar. And maybe when we come back, you can give me your 2 cents. We'll be back momentarily on the Tom Donahue Show.
know you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on 24/7 with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store. TalkRight, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. TalkRight makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download TalkRight today from Google Play or the App Store.
Do you love watching sports? Well, how would you like to be able to take your favorite sports with you and watch them anywhere? In your house, on your computer, even on your smartphone for one low price. With National Programming Service, you can. That's right, for one low price, so low we can't publish it, you can take your favorite sports anywhere, anytime with you. And we even give you free installation and free premium movie channels. Don't wait. Call National Programming Service right now. You could be up and running and watching your favorite sports and shows in just a few hours. Remember, call in the next 10 minutes and ask about our special radio offer and learn about free installation. Call right now.
800-307-6660. 800-307-6660. 800-307-6660. That's 800-307-6660.
Let's get back to the Tom Donahue Show. Always authentic, independent-minded, and truth-seeking.
Welcome back, Tom Donahue Show with contributor. I mean, wow, contributor Angeline Marie. I love that. And matter of fact, just so that my audience or our audience is well aware, that's the first time that I actually had someone else do a commentary, B, have a clip within the program. So, you know, at my tender age, I'm actually learning and expanding and evolving. So this is quite nice and very interesting. Well done.
Thanks, Tom. I was just a little upset about what I heard from her. I just wanted to say something.
Why weren't you more riled up like that? This is great. We'll certainly welcome and appreciate more of your contributions and commentary, not only live. I love it when you look at the late shows, they'll say live on tape. Well, that's kind of what we are, but it's all right because most of what we do here is not going to be time sensitive or date specific. It's more topic central and things that are always going to be important. It's okay to get riled up and it's okay to go on a rant as long as it's something that comes from the heart and the soul and the spirit and has some level being informed and educated, and that certainly did. Yeah, let's talk about Omar, the Somali refugee, one of the most vile, one of the most vicious, one of the most detestable human beings that I have ever, and I'm not just talking about that speech, but just in general, I know that she's going to have a competition. It's going to be a contested election for this representative from Minnesota, but I hope more and more people get involved because whatever it takes to take her out politically, and I said politically, no other way, but in her religion and her mindset, coming from Somalia, they would literally take you out.
Yes, that's true. Now, she can't possibly really believe that she has no rights coming from where she came from. This is just one of her political stunts. She's one of the little darlings. I picture her with the other one.
Her and AOC, the best of buddies. Exactly. They could do like a sitcom, you know, but it wouldn't be very funny.
Exactly. The three
or reality show, which would be very pathetic.
Right.
Probably even worse than the Kardashians.
Yeah, well.
Yeah, Rumpro City and plastic surgery galore.
But, you know, the dangerous part of them gaining ground, especially now, the listeners will know as time goes on, out of us, I'm the tinfoil hat part of this duo.
Well, I don't know about that. Some people said that they credit me with bringing about the conspiracy views and genre of radio, because we did have everything that related to New World Order and globalist conspiracies. And we were talking about deeper and darker state before it was in vogue. But yes, there are a few areas that you and I would differ on as it relates to some of those, recent considered conspiracies. But nevertheless, you can't take too much credit for that.
Yeah, but make no mistake, this is an infiltration into our government, I believe. And if people don't wake up, we are going to be in trouble, because, and here's my tinfoil hat, Sharia could spread here so quickly before we know it. And that would never happen here. Trust me, people.
Hey, wait a minute, Angela. There's too many people listening to country radio. You know, too many people that wear cowboy hats in this country that will never, ever allow that. But it's going to have pockets, like in Minnesota and like in New York City and in San Francisco and various places that are very receptive to the Bernie Sanders plus of radical, you know, progressive extremism.
Yeah, well, I say don't, American people, please do not let your guard down, because, I mean, we're not having kids. They're having kids by the truckload. I mean, within a generation.
Well, we're bringing them in by the truckloads, at a porous border, but, you know, in probably other ways too. But yeah, and they're producing a lot more, little demon Dems. Yeah.
Right. So all I'm saying is, please watch out. And this is going to play.
Yeah, we should be on guard. There's no doubt about it. We should be on guard. And I do take it seriously. But I do believe that there's enough red-blooded Americans, like I say, that have the cowboy hats and that are standing up, that are part of the conservative, constitutional, freedom, liberty-based movement.
Yes, but this also plays into something else I wanted to cover today, and I've mentioned it the last couple of shows, was the censorship. Because, see, when someone like me speaks out on Islam and what's going on, I really believe, and I'm hearing a lot of alternative hosts are getting shut down on the social platforms when they mention anything that would be negative or construed as negative about Islam.
Well, I understand that that's another hot button subject for you. And we did talk about that to some extent in previous weeks, but we're going to go into that in more in-depth in the next segment.
Right. But what I'm saying is this topic segues into that censorship, because I think more people that speak out on Islam, they're going to be shut down. Their speech will be shut down first, because it's seen as politically incorrect.
Absolutely. You can't talk about the Somali refugees coming in to work in the slaughterhouses, and it's kind of interesting. I even heard Savage talk about that, and it's true that many of them will. That's where they start, because they're really great with meat cleavers.
Well,
that's a fact. I mean, I know it sounds funny, but it's actually there's an element of truth to it.
Right. Right. I don't know. I just say we have to be watchful on what's going on in government, because they're coming into all different areas in their teaching now. I read something today about them teaching junior high. There's some of the schools that they're teaching, you know, the Islamic traditions and blah, blah, blah. Meanwhile, you can't mention anything Christian in a public school. So you tell me where we're going.
I mean, the women are treated in such a repressive manner here, even here in the United States, that follow this religion. And then here they are wanting to go public and talk about general society and especially the Christian society. My gosh, talk about hypocrisy, as you mentioned. We'll be right back. Hold tight. More to come. Tom Donahue Show.
new music app?
Yeah, check it out. Surfer Music Discovery. It links to thousands of online stations, but the twist is you see the song names and artists that are now playing live.
That's different. No guessing. Looks like a waterfall of music.
So many formats. Rock, oldies, country, R&B, jazz, and a whole lot more.
How's that spelled?
Surfer. S-U-R-F-R.
Is it expensive?
It's free. No need to sign up or sign in.
Get the Surfer Music app free from Google Play or the App Store. TalkRight, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. TalkRight makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download TalkRight today from Google Play or the App Store. Now, back to the Tom Donahue Show, putting America first and patriotism in action.
Welcome back, Tom Donahue, Tom Donahue Show. Joined by contributing host Angeline Marie, and she's doing a lot of contributing this week, and I appreciate that, and she will in future weeks, too. Let's get to that next segment in development. This is something that I believe you feel very strongly about. I do, too, in terms of Internet censorship, social media censorship, and certainly, you know, people from the right, people from the conservative, independent way of thinking are the major, we're the ones feeling the heat. You know, we're the ones that are primarily being censored and constrained and being discriminated against.
Right. So Ilhan Omar, Judge Jeanine Pirro was removed from her program shortly after commenting. Laura Loomer, whether you agree, disagree with her, she's removed. Alex Jones, whether you agree, disagree. More and more people are being removed from social platforms.
Even now, Dennis Prager, which is, you know, I mean, pretty innocuous. He's seen videos of his and various other things that he's produced just disappear.
Right. It's ridiculous. And, you know, Tom, you and I both study communications, and I know that you probably learned, as I learned, that back then they taught in journalism that media was the watchdog of the government. But now it seems that media is the lapdog for the government, and then big media is the watchdog of the people, or should I say the social platforms in big media. They're the ones that are stifling and watching over the little people's speech. And so what I wanted to ask you, because you studied communications like I did, when in the heck did this happen? What do you think about? Like, when did this happen?
Well, I think that it's been a progressive thing. And I'm not talking about progressive politics, but, you know, it's sort of like the frog in the pot, where it just starts to simmer, doesn't really feel it until the heat gets too high. And that's really what's happened here. And of course, you have to look at the Obama years that contributed mightily to that. There was no outrage when Obama and his administration put the constraints on certain journalists and certain, especially from Fox News, et cetera. But when Trump even criticizes, when you have someone like Jim Acosta, the Acosta people, and we've talked about that before, then they have to be put in their place, because, they're acting out in such a way that is not only harmful, but it's certainly dysfunctional, disrespectful. And so I do believe that there's another hypocritical element here. But nevertheless, I think the Obama years contributed mightily to putting the kibosh on people of conservative and people that were in the alternative fields of media and certainly citizen journalists.
Right. And I think the roots maybe even started back during the Clinton administration, because that's when we started to notice, you know, being politically correct in what you said.
She said that there was a right wing conspiracy back in the day. And it was really funny, because when I was a nationally syndicated host in the 90s, the Clintons actually invited talk radio hosts. Well, I didn't get a formal invite, but it allowed for network stations to set up in the executive office building and also on the White House lawn on a particular day. A funny story on that was that I was under some kind of, very heavy investigation, but there was no indictment at the time. And so I was allowed entry, which was quite a fun experience too. And we had our table set up, but the table in front of me during our time slot was G. Gordon Liddy, because he had been convicted prior to that time of felonies relating to Watergate. He had an empty table, for his network. And so I thought that was somewhat interesting. But I got a chance to interview people. Matter of fact, C-SPAN was there for a portion of it when I had Stephanopoulos, who was the communications director, speaking of communications. And we were talking about the healthcare bill that Hillary, a heinous, hellish Hillary, certainly was pushing at the time and never stopped pushing. That was very interesting. But yeah, there was she was the one that said there was a vast right-wing conspiracy.
Okay, so recently, have you heard the last couple days, Trump's come out and said something about a reporting tool, and if you felt like you were being censored as a conservative, you should go on this reporting tool. I got to tell you, some conservatives are suggesting that government get involved in legislating these social media companies. And I'm totally against this. And I just wondered how you felt about that, because I feel
Teddy Roosevelt was, I think, somewhat of a hero to Trump. And I certainly was a big Teddy Roosevelt fan. And some of the things he did, he was a trust buster. He went after the monopolies. Now the Republican Party loves many of these corporate monopolies and has no problem with it. Bain Capital controls iHeartMedia, and they had a debt load of over $20 billion with a B, and they got $15 billion forgiven through bankruptcy creative strategies. But they're able to exist with billions of debt, and they continue to pay people like Kennedy and Rush and Beck and various others. But they're the ones that are always speaking out against the national debt and against personal debt. But they welcome those paychecks as big paychecks and paydays, even though their company is virtually completely utterly bankrupt.
Well, if we get the government involved, because you hear talk about legislating them as a utility and blah blah blah, I just think that's the wrong way to go. And then what irritates me is that the conservatives,
but they're monopolies, they don't have a given right there, and they're corporations. Corporations are creatures of the state. Number one, number two. These social media monopolies and big media corporations are artificial beings. And so the government does have a right and a vested interest. And so does the American people.
Yeah, you are right about the corporation piece of that. But, what really irritates me is that conservatives are fighting to stay on these platforms. And I'm thinking, why, if we're really divided 50-50 in this country, then if half of us are on Facebook or Twitter, I'm not on any of that garbage, but if you were, and we all just jump ship at the same time, I feel like those companies would implode on themselves because half of their ad revenue would be gone. What do you think of that?
Well, I agree, because as you can see with certain television shows that are too ultra liberal and progressive, you see many conservatives are not, either buying the movie tickets or viewing these television shows and channels. So yeah, we can vote with our pocketbooks. We can vote with our eyeballs and in terms of what our choices. And just with social media, I think people should be, trying to extricate themselves from the bondage of these tech giants.
Right. And I got to believe that we have some smart conservatives out there that can build our own platforms. The heck with these people and their demon platforms anyway, people. We got to just leave them and go start our own thing. And believe me, if Trump said tomorrow, hey, everybody, I'm on, Acme site, everybody would run over there who supports him. And so that's
I have a feeling that if, let's say, Trump does not get a second term, which I believe he will. But if he didn't, I think he's going to start a media company. There's been a lot of talk of that. If it's not Trump, it could certainly be, Fox News. It could be various other conservative organizations, and more to come. Tom Donahue Show. Hold tight, right back.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on 24/7 with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Where do you want to go on a vacation or honeymoon? The Caribbean, Europe, Hawaii, Mexico? How about Disney or a cruise? At Superior Cruise and Travel, we've got you covered. We'll assign you your own travel concierge. They'll help you design a custom vacation plan that you can't find online. And the service is completely free. You can't compare the value of this to any other online travel company. We can help you plan a custom vacation anywhere in the world. We even offer payment plans with no credit card required. Now you pay off your vacation on your time schedule. Call now and mention the promo code RADIO and save up to $500. Book your custom trip. Call Superior Cruise and Travel now and talk to one of the highest rated travel agencies in the country with a 5-star A-plus online rating.
800-477-1736. 800-477-1736. 800-477-1736. That's 800-477-1736.
Now, back to the Tom Donahue Show, liberty-loving and freedom-fighting.
Welcome back, Tom Donahue, Tom Donahue Show, joined by my colleague and contributing host, Angeline Marie. We're talking about social media control, censorship, bias as well, especially as it relates to conservatives and independents and Christians, for that matter.
When I was talking about Trump in the last segment, you know, recently I just saw Roger Stone. He came to our town, and I went and heard him, and he was talking about how instrumental social was for the Trump win. And so he said he's got to have something in place by 2020, because if they keep, you know, hiding his tweets and trying to control his speech, that it might really be an obstacle for him to win in 2020.
Yeah, I was saying that the censorship coming from these tech giants and the social media companies, as it pertains to conservatives, independents, and Christians at large, is very troubling. And I do believe that Trump and his administration, they're going to have to work through and work with these tech giants to some extent. And to Trump's credit, although he received criticism, he's had some of these tech giant owners and directors, executive directors, there to the White House. So he'll pick up the phone and he'll call them. And so, you're the president of the United States, he'll probably get better results than you or I or someone else. But I don't use Facebook hardly at all. I mean, I might post like an episode of this show, or I might post we got some good media press as it related to the return of this show and its new form and fashion. But I don't want to use Facebook, and I use Facebook for just putting out links to some of the popular shows that people can tune into via TalkStream Live. And Twitter, I really haven't tweeted anything in quite some time. I mean, it's been a couple of years, actually. So I use them very sparingly, but then again, I might be unusual for that. But I feel very uncomfortable, and I don't like my personal privacy invaded. I don't have a rump roast like the Kardashians. I don't have trivial matters that I want to really share with the world. And so to me, it's kind of in the zone of being ridiculous. And speaking of ridiculous, I just want to say that in future weeks, we're going to not only talk about the Trump train, but the train wreck that's coming with 25 plus Democrats running in the primaries. And it's, you know, sort of like the Howard Stern whack pack, you know, and it really is a crazy train going off the rails. And it's a menagerie of some of the weirdest and wackiest people, I think, on the planet.
Agreed. And like I think I said last week, I heard that they think this is by design. Some people, they feel like the more wacky and the more outlandish they are, then if they bring in a Joe Biden or Hillary Clinton, it'll make them look center. And then they
get off this Hillary thing. Hillary's not coming back. She's been so disgraced, and people are so indignant, even on the left side, that it's like, They really want the Clintons in the background. They were so torn up by that, and felt so let down because the truth came out that Hillary didn't work that hard, and she just thought she had it in the bag. And they realized if it was an Obama or someone like that, or even Biden, they really would have worked a lot harder for a potential win. So Hillary is going to be in the shadows and where she belongs, or maybe in the woods. Nevertheless, that creature from the Black Lagoon, I don't think she's going to resurface.
I'm not discounting her. We'll have to have a private bet on that, Tom, okay?
All right, well, let's get back to what's really important and people that actually matter in this 2020 cycle. But social media is going to play a role in the suppression of her ideas, of any and all things that relate to politics from the conservative right.
Right. And here's a joke. I found this quote this week. Facebook said, quote, "We've always banned individuals or organizations that promote or engage in violence and hate, regardless of ideology," end quote. So, okay, that's why I'm hearing it. We've got ISIS and all of these terrorist groups that are spreading terrorist propaganda on Twitter and Facebook. But yet, if somebody says a truth and it's coming from the right, they're shut down right away. So
yeah, if it's a quote unquote controversial truth, and if it's in fact, whether it exists or not, alternative facts. So it's really glaring. And it's completely evident and totally obvious what they're doing. The fact is that the progressive liberal left, you know, whether it's truckloads of migrants, illegals, or it's, you know, the fact that they have social media as well as the establishment corporate media primarily pushing for the election to go the Democrat way, you know, that to me is so disgraceful, and it's just becoming readily apparent.
Right, and here's something else to think about. Some of the alternative and even very conservative talkers, they're not showing up in YouTube results or in Google results. If you do a search in Google and then you do the same search in Bing, they'll come up on Bing, but they won't come up in Google. So Google is purposely making it harder and harder to find these people.
Are you saying that Bing, which is really controlled by Gates, mm-hmm. that they are actually a little more fair and allow
absolutely.
For greater searchability?
Yeah, absolutely. And a lot, what's happening is a lot of these conservative talkers now, instead of saying, go to my Facebook, go to my YouTube, now they're saying, go to my www.suchandsuchshow.com. So now they're instead driving the traffic to their own websites. Okay, that's great, right? But then
the searchability you're saying is in question, but you're saying Bing actually is more fair and open and balanced than
yes.
Google. I thought they would be kind of like
yes.
sisters of the same or of the same
exactly.
corporation, if you will, in terms of, because I really see that these corporations, these mega corporations, are really part of one gigantic corporate enterprise, if you really boil it down. But you're saying there is a difference.
Yes, and maybe in time, Bing is going to have to get on the same bandwagon as Google. Now,
better Bing is the way to go on that. Okay. And is there any other search engines? Because you kind of have a tech savvy about these things that you might recommend.
Yeah, DuckDuckGo. They don't save any of your information, and you can get pretty good results on it's DuckDuckGo. go. Not as well known, but it works. Now here's
okay, but I do agree totally wholeheartedly with you that why are people wanting to say, oh, find me here and let's experience what I do, whether it's a radio show, whether it's a news reporting platform. You know, why not promote the platform? Why not keep people within your own universe? I really believe that is, in a micro way, the way to go rather than the macro way of letting the tech giants control your destiny.
Right. But here's the thing. If you're a content provider and you are conservative, you must. And I'm thinking about this in terms of my K-Star Talk Radio. You have to think like, if they're shutting some conservatives off their PayPal accounts, what's to say that down the road, these hosting companies will not get harassed by, I don't know, the government and say, you better start shutting down.
Well, not just the government, but you can have advertisers that are supporting, providers, you know, these, you know, whether it's GoDaddy or whatever, or 1&1. And so they could feel the heat in terms of saying, well, we don't want you on our platform. We're just going to refund your money.
Yes, I'm saying let's be forward thinking because we don't know where this is going to end up.
Well, I think we've had a tremendous show, and we'll certainly leave that up to the listener to decide. Until we meet again, I'm Tom Donahue for Angeline Marie. Have a great week.
TalkRight, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. TalkRight makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download TalkRight today from Google Play or the App Store.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Hey, is that a new music app?
Yeah, check it out, Surfer Music Discovery. It links to thousands of online stations, but the twist is you see the song names and artists that are now playing live.
That's different. No guessing. Looks like a waterfall of music.
So many formats. Rock, oldies, country, R&B, jazz, and a whole lot more.
How's that spelled?
Surfer. S-U-R-F-R.
Is it expensive?
It's free. No need to sign up or sign in.
Get the Surfer Music app free from Google Play or the App Store.